It is quite clear that both the government of Uganda and the authorities in Kenya have acted illegally. If you want to pursue a citizen in a foreign country, you start extradition proceedings. You do not just kidnap or abduct somebody. And that abduction must have been carried out by both the security agencies of Uganda and of Kenya. And why I say so with certainty is that there is no way Dr. Besigye would have been spirited out of the border if by road without immigration knowing. There is no way he could have been taken against his will aboard a plane without the security agencies knowing.
Madam, the Kenyan government, I think through the foreign secretary, said that it did not know or it had no hand in what happened to Dr. Besigye.
What they are saying is not believable. You cannot be spirited out of Kenya without the government knowing. There's border police. If it's by air, they are checking security controls. So this is something they did themselves and they have done before to other nationals. Their denial is not believable. It's an insult to our intelligence.
Do you feel a sense of guilt, madam? Because as we were saying, the narrative is that Dr. Besigye was there for your book launch. Do you feel a sense of guilt?
How would I feel guilty? Dr. Besigye was here as he is entitled to as an East African and came legitimately. So how would I feel guilty? I condemn the behavior of the Kenyan authorities and the Ugandan authorities. This is something they have done together. And remember, there has been credible information that security officers from Uganda are sometimes have been deployed jointly with security officers, select security officers from Kenya, mainly from Dr. Ruto's ethnic group, as an abduction squad. This now kind of confirms it. If Ugandan security agencies can come in and abduct and spirit somebody to Uganda, that now shows us that these illegal operations by security agencies from the two countries is on, and it is outside of the known procedures of law. Because if you want, as I said, to deport or extradite a national of another country, it has to be done properly, legally. If it's a deportation by order of the minister in charge of immigration, if it is extradition, it has to be through the court. Rule of law will become a lawless state, and this is something to condemn.